5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hey, Brewskies. This is Jody calling back from Oregon again. I called in previously and told you the story about the haunted house I grew up in and my headband flying at me from across the room. And Tony joked about ghosts wanting to get in my jeans. I will never look at jeans the same again. Anyway, I did say I would call back with some more stories. There was a piece I forgot to add to that story. Just before moving into that house, like I said, I was about 9 years old and we were living in an apartment and my little brother and I were sharing a bedroom and we had bunk beds, but they were separated. And my mom was trying to get us to go through things to get rid of things for the move. So all of the toys were on my bunk bed, which was in the far corner wall. And then all of the clothes were piled on top of my brother's bed. And it was a nice day and everyone was pretty much just outside playing. And I think my parents were at the neighbor's house visiting. And I was playing Barbies by myself in the middle of the room and a piece of clothing had fallen off of my brother's bed, which was right next to the bedroom door and on top of my Barbies. I didn't think much of it. I just moved it to the side, finished playing Barbies and picked up the piece of clothing and went to go throw it on top of the bed while I was going to go outside and look for, I don't know who, probably my friends or my parents, who knows. But there was a man's hand sticking up out of the clothing. Like it was a white man's hand. I could see the hair on his knuckles and it was the back of his hand, and he was beckoning with his index finger, like, come here. And I screamed, I threw the clothes on top of it, and I ran out of the apartment, and I found my parents, and I was hysterical, and all of the men in the area ran into our apartment, tore the bed apart. There was nobody there. So they thought I just made it up. I didn't. I still remember it. It scarred me as a child. Still don't know what that was. But that happened about a month before we moved into the haunted house. So sometimes I wonder if that was preceding what was going to happen to me in that house. So my parents did get rid of my brother's part of that bed, about sixth or seventh grade, right about that time when the last really scary thing happened to me in that house. Anyway, I just wanted to add that part to the story. The rest of my story, I'm actually going to break it up into pieces because it's kind of a lot and I don't really know how to say it or how to get it out. So I've just kind of sectioned it out. So I wanted to start it off with, I am an empath. I've always felt different, a little weird, sensitive growing up, almost like another level of consciousness that I feel like some people can't, like most people can't see. I don't really know how to describe that. But it's like this weird void, like I live in it and no one else can see it. And I don't know why. But it gives me anxiety. It has my whole life. I didn't realize that until I was an adult. My first memory, I'm not sure if it was, the one from when I was 1 year old. I remember being in my crib, jumping up and down, yelling at my mom to come get me. I'd woken up from a nap or something. When I told my mom about that, she was shocked because I described my bedroom. She's like, you were one. How do you remember that? Or I don't know if it's, I think it's a prior life. I'm a little boy and it's set in like a country western. It felt like it was the late 1800s. And I must have been about 8 to 10 years old, and I'm at the doctor's office with my mom, and I have a little sister, and I hurt my eye, and he was putting a patch on my left eye, and I'm sitting there, and I'm kind of kicking my feet, and my mom's telling me to stop fussing, and the doctor said, keep this on for the next week. I don't know how I hurt my eye, but then we left the doctor, went across the dirt street, and there was horse-drawn carriage, like, you know, wagons and things like that. And we went across to a general store and we walked in, and there was this huge long counter, and there were some glass jars and there were some gumballs. And I remember asking my mom, can I please? And she said, yes. And I ripped the top off and crammed my hand in there and grabbed a handful. And that was my memory. So, those are my first two. I don't know which one came first, but those are my first two memories. I've always been able to also think about someone or a celebrity or something in within 24 to 72 hours. Either something will pop up on TV about it, or that person will call me, or, you know, something will happen with that person. I don't know what that is. Maybe everyone's got that. I don't know. Kind of a sixth sense thing, but it was kind of freaked me out. I've also been able to feel if someone's sick. So if someone like has diabetes or has an underlying heart condition, diabetes, it's like an aura that comes off of them, and I can, it's like their skin is telling me something. I don't really know how to put it into words. The heart, I can't feel it, but I can almost see it. Like there's a blockage or someone's going to have a stroke. It's really weird. And that's happened to me. I can't even tell you how many times where I've asked them to please go to the doctor. What's going on. Please don't think I'm weird. But that's how it feels to me. So that's just a little bit of background on me. I did tell you about the house that I grew up in, and all of the scary things that happened. things started picking up. And when I was in about the eighth grade, the first kind of freaky thing that happened to me was I had this dream, and there I was alone on, looked like, I've never been in New York, but you know, looked like New York City, and all of the buildings were gray, but there wasn't a soul in sight. It was just me. And there was like a wind going through and around the buildings. And I was wandering around, and there was this girl who was following me, or I was following her. I can't remember exactly, but she was tall and skinny, and she had on this cape with a hood. It was black. And finally, at the end of the dream, we caught up to each other, and I saw her face. I didn't know who she was. And a month later, there was this girl that started school in eighth grade, and it was her. I told her about it. She called me a freak, and we were never friends after that. But it freaked me out. It was really strange. That's never happened before again, but I just thought that was really weird. I got older, into high school, things like my inner voice, it got louder. It kept me safe. But in like fifth grade, I was almost abducted walking down the street. And I remember walking up to this car that was parked along the side of the road. And that inner voice in me said, "Whoa, you need to walk way around this car." Like, it was so random. Like, there was no reason for that. And I did. And just as I got past the door, it flung open, and he tried to grab me, ran home, you know, it was a whole big thing. He never got caught. They never found him. But, that's when I learned to start really listening to that voice. High school was rough. There was, you know, a lot of fights, and people were always trying to do things to each other. I listened to that voice. It kept me out of trouble. But it really ramped up. My inner voice really got very loud. When I was 15, I was at my aunt's house for Thanksgiving, and my cousin was about 5 months old, and he was the new baby in the family. So we were all passing him around because he was, you know, such a, you know, beautiful little baby. And we were all so happy to have him. And I have a very, very large family. So we're talking like 40, 50 people in a house. And so our gatherings were always very loud. And I picked up my cousin, and I went to go bring him into the other room, and I was holding him in front of me, trying to make him giggle. And the room almost was like it was being hushed, like silence. Like I can hear background noise, but it was like someone turned the volume way down. I locked eyes with him, and I don't know what this was, and it was like his soul spoke directly to mine. And I knew he told me, "I'm not going to be here. I'm going to pass." And I freaked out. I didn't know what to do. And I walked over to his parents, and I looked at them. I said, "He needs to be with you." And I walked out of the house, and I sat outside, and I cried because I didn't know what that was. It scared me half to death. That was on Thanksgiving, and he actually passed away December 19th of that very same year. He had passed of SIDS. I didn't tell anyone. My mom finally sat me down because I just was a mess over it. And she asked me what was wrong. And I finally told her what had happened. And surprisingly enough, she was supportive. And she said, "You know, if that ever happens again, you need to speak up, but this isn't your fault." Which I felt it was, you know, 'cause I felt like maybe if I would have said something, maybe it wouldn't have happened. But it happened again when I was 17, senior year in high school. I was sitting in class, first period, half awake, and I was spacing out, and I came to and realized I was staring at one of my classmates, like a hole through him. Like, I'm glad he didn't see me. Most of you would have thought I was a freak. And the exact same thing happened. And it said, "He's going to pass." And I didn't know what to do. It was a Friday, And I thought, okay, I'll take the weekend to think about it. You know, it took my cousin, you know, almost a month to pass, you know, like to figure out how to approach this. Well, I came back into school on Monday and my teacher closed the door and he said, you know, I need to speak with all of you in case you haven't heard. He said that this classmate has passed, and I lost it. I couldn't believe it. He had fallen off of a cliff over the weekend. He went hiking with his parents and he dropped his backpack and he reached to grab it and he fell down the cliff. So that was pretty horrifying. So that was pretty much my childhood with a lot of my experiences. So it is new things like I even caught my boyfriend cheating. I had a feeling it was weird. So I'm going to call back so I don't run out of time because I've got, you know, the latter half of this to tell. But anyway, thanks for giving me an outlet and I will share the latter half. Thank you.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.